Thank you very much. Here in Sefer Nishmas Avraham, Simon Kuf Pei Zayin Sivkot and Beis, what I mentioned to you yesterday, and Emir Shlomo Zalman. Af al gash hamakam otzia dan gamay osam hagidim hashem mispakim b'shas aveses. Mikom agam dan nidahu rak adam sheyotze me'elav. No. Mikom agam dan nidahu rak adam sheyotze me'elav kedak abov kativi. That's a very, very wide-ranging statement. And right away, tocha they did, but he's in trouble. Utzrichim lomal if he's there. The psichas hakever, I feel me b'chutz, so that's another Behuda. We'll get to that. He's the one who says that that's a problem. Choshev nami ki yotze me'elav. That's almost, we would say that, that's almost unbelievable. It comes by itself. For then, b'bdikas avir, which again, we don't have this kind of a clinical procedure anymore. A little bit difficult to say that, but that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says here on page Pe'alav. Later on, there's another something else here. Let's see what that is. There's a whole thing about Bedikas Avir on page Kuf Gimel. So we also want to look it up and see what he says. And he makes reference to, again, the same quote which I still haven't seen yet, so the jury is still out somewhat. A final letter by the Chazon Ish in the back of a Sefer Zichron Shol, and it was supposed to be waiting for me in the office, but it was locked, so I haven't received it yet. So just want to make reference to it again. Okay, those who want to look up this Sefer. Then we made reference to the Sefer Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Yuzayin. Simon Lamazine, so a brief quotation from here again. Tavshin Memhei, David Cohen, Vulyavitz. Noshim Sheyeshem Shririn Besoch Arechem Shadikron, fibroids. I spoke to my doctor last night, I have a lot of things to say from her. One of them is that a fibroid is something which is Shririn, Shririn is a muscle. The uterus is a muscle, and the fibroid is an extension of the muscle, which can either be under the endometrial lining or even beyond the endometrial lining. So I said, well, isn't that a polyp? No. A polyp is, she's different with maybe a tissue or something that I couldn't figure out. Some other kind of tissue which is not a muscle. That's called a polyp. Like a pus pimple or something like that. And if it's a muscle, it's called a fibroid. Most usually they're under the lining, it could even be beyond the lining. The doctor says, it's hard to know what it is. What's the story? He quotes here, Dvar Shmuel of Arash Abuah, who was written, I think, 300 years ago. This is not from yesterday. Who says as follows. They were having these various wounds, which grew in the Mokar Atmo, in the womb itself, had the status of a Makar. And the question, of course, becomes, why? He says, someone to be Machmer? He says, no, he can't be Machmer. Impossible. Why is it impossible? He says like this. In Cain called down Makoy Oster Misafik, Kevin Shiesha Bechagon Zel, the Tantim Abachina be they Odom. He says, if you're going to make Chumras in some kind of Makas, it's going to be everything to be awesome. Almost a verbatim thing which the Chazon Ish said 100 years, 200 years later. Utsrichim on Aloma, Shein Atomim and Atorah, Ladam Ayotim, Ipnimius, Achedev, Amokar Atom, Vargosha, Kaderech Ateva. So once again, he seems to be saying that the cool of Dan Maka, after quote Rabbi Waldenberg, doesn't matter. He came in Shadira Mias the iron shrir and ailed and he crumb fibroids, Kimo Makas. Fahema Mias Agorma Mitsuti, she'd stab a Vieta al Pane Shitchon Dam. The Imkain Ainzu Ria Normalit, who? For though I could go and do who shall ask for the Torah, Dam Ayotimia Mokor, became him, שיש לו סיבה אחרת לגרום לזה, והיא השריר הנקרון פייברוידס שהסהבו בתוך הרחם אשר דין מקוס להם. Then he quotes the Chazanish. So he started a couple of years earlier with the Dvar Shmuel, and then he goes on to quote Chazanish. All of Simen Yud Zayin, Sim, Chelik Yud Zayin, Simen Lamed Zayin. Okay? So this is a another source to be makel in all of these shailas, although, as we shall see, not everyone agrees to these sources, but I have a few other things to report from the doctor before I go on. I took some notes. The doctor got to take notes. Let's see. Yes. So I told the doctor that I had this shtickle machlekes between me and Rabbi Forst about a postmenopausal woman. I thought the postmenopausal woman, and even the machmirim, and Rabbi Forst himself is a machmir because he's not sure that Chazanish is right, because he doesn't know what he would say in these cases, and some of them disagree with him. So he's a little bit of a machmir, although he's not sure. You have the chelik beis, he has a very nice lashon. I want to say that Rabbi Forst says it's not his role to decide. Very, it's a big honor. He writes somewhere here. One after a very long footnote. Here's the following expression. Nevertheless, it's not the purpose of this book, nor the role of the author, to offer a definitive ruling in a matter in which contemporary posts can disagree. That's anivus. But perhaps because of anivus, he wants to give a definitive answer on these serious challenges. This is the bottom of page 511. So he's not sure. HSG, which is a fairly common procedure to check that the things are, tubes aren't blocked, if there are a few cases of infertility. He says, you got to ask a shaila. Even when he quotes over here, the Taras Abayas, that you try to treat it as a kesem, and he's not completely reliant upon it, although he thinks it's good, but he's not 100% sure that we have a maka yadua shemotzi dam. So, on page 526, he quotes fibroids. A benign muscle tumor either protruding into the uterine cavity or contained in the uterine wall or external to the uterus. Fibroids in the uterus, submucosal, can cause heavy and prolonged uterine bleeding. This bleeding may render a woman anemic. Quotes Sevechesha va'efot, says she's a tumea. Tzitzel Eliezer said it's okay. And he says it's difficult to define the exact nature of bleeding caused by fibroids and polyps. The bleeding, did I read it yesterday? Forgot. Did I? I want to beat myself. No. It's 526. The bleeding may be caused by the fibroid and polyp themselves, which may be considered a maka. On the other hand, the surface of the fibroid and polyp may be an extension of the endometrium itself. This is true, the bleeding renders her anita. In addition, it is not medically clear whether the fibroids and polyps bleed themselves or cause the uterus to bleed. Furthermore, there may be a difference between fibroids and polyps. Polyps may be a maka, but not fibroids. And that's what the doctor explained to me, that the fibroid is a muscle like the uterus itself, and the polyp is some kind of like a pimple. So Tzitzel Eliezer's proof from Dvar Shmuel Chaz is not convincing. They may be referring to polyps, not fibroids. Because of all of this, it's hard to give a definite opinion. Period. So he leaves it. I thought that's only true in if the woman is premenopausal. But if she's postmenopausal, or the equivalent, that there's no bleeding, she doesn't have that whole system of vasculature, that whole veins and arteries that wax and wane every single month. So I thought in that kind of a case, we should certainly be able to be somewhat lenient in this matter, because she doesn't have that anymore. So it should be certainly considered like a wound. But he, Rabbi Forst, on page 509, he writes, although this procedure is often done to women past menopause, getting a biopsy, the endometrium lining is still present, albeit very thin. But the doctor told me, not all post-menopause women are treated equally. Some, if they're just a couple of years past menopause, they still have something there, though obviously it's not waxing and waning. Whereas as they get older, it is much less there. They do sometimes surgical procedures. Older women, there's almost nothing there. And she used the word atrophy. finally, that gets me nervous, the word atrophy, but she said without as a medical term, it thins out or something like that, it becomes, okay, whatever it is. So that happens more and more as the years go on. It doesn't just happen once when she stops having a regular period, it just stops. It continues in that process for Neavesh, getting thinner and thinner and thinner and thinner. She mentioned in passing, and this is really primarily more of a medical issue than anything else, that postmenopausal women can also have certain amount of atrophy in the vaginal canal, which causes all kinds of problems, bainola, bainola, and then they put them on estrogens. That's all medical digression. That's just part of the conversation that I had last time. Okay, fine. So that's one thing I wanted to quote from the doctor. Now, we did mention this, the Chazon Ish Barichas. I don't want to go over it too much anymore. We spent a lot of time on it. But the Chora called the Chazon Ish, we have to say that there are two dinim. One is what he calls a seret, a rash, which would be moti dam in the uterus, the same as would be moti dam in the mouth. There's an example of a cavity you can see right in front of you. He was scratched, that causes that. That could also cause bleeding. That would be considered dam makna for sure. And then, the same Chazon Ish also is another case in which the reason why it's mutter is because it's considered shalom v'derech riyasa. That's how the Chazon Ish said at the beginning of Siman Pe'alef. The Ramaskel Avol Ma. So there seem to be two different dinner. For example, we mentioned yesterday, in the first thing we say it's dam makra, and according to the Ramban, we would not apply the principle of makra makom atome. Whereas according to the second case, presumably we would apply the principle of makra makom atome. Afal became would not answer the woman, that's the answer to the pre-deus kashin of the Sidrei Tara, which we spoke about yesterday. So it would appear. It's interesting that I want to discuss with you before I go further what the doctor said. I started thinking about this whole thing when I saw Shlomo Zalman's Lashon has to come out in a perfectly natural way. It's against the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch. I don't know what to do with that. I'm not sure how far he wants to go with that. Let's open the Gemara, I've also said the Flam and the days. Lamed of Avon Beis, the Gemara. The Gemara says, "The Isha ki Yozuv Zov Doma, Vayikra Tetzvav." Here, put on the dot. Hare Ones Amur. It's referring to an Ones, a love which is seen by Ones Asasa. Sounds like it's a Dizaraisa. So it sounds like it's Rosh Gemura. So what does it mean an Ones? What do the words mean? What does the word mean? What is an onus? So you look here, it says nothing. What's an onus? But some of you may know that the word onus is found in the Shulchan Aruch in the very opening sif in Hilchos Nida. So you may remember that. When you open up the first line, you're probably struck by what's this, the first, very first line. So those, let's open up the first page. Mamash, the first page. Shulchan Aruch, Ahilchas Nida, Kuf Pei Gimel, Siv Aleph. Isha Sheyatza Dami Mekora, Bein Be'onis Bein Be'ratzen. That's the first line. He's quoting our Gemara, that's a Flamin of Abba Beis, right? Tamei. Now what does it mean? So you have to look in the Beis Yosef, and perhaps in the Taz quotes the Beis Yosef in part. Pirish ayadei kfitza. What does kfitza mean, literally? She jumps. So we're going to find this concept of jumping. We know jumping is relevant for us in Hilchos Vestas. Those little bit of Hilchos Vestas. Totally the kfitza, yama b'kfitza, the whole sugya. So the earliest source is in the Tosefta. The Tosefta is in Perik Aleph, in the Sechta Nida. Halacha Beit, the very, very beginning of the Tosefta. That's where you'll find this quote. Where is the Tosefta in this edition? Here it is. Perek Aleph. It says page 128. Those of my edition. Start right as soon as the Gemara is over. They have page numbers. It's page 128. V'haroa me'ones daya shaita. Right, so you don't have to go back in time to assume that the blood started earlier. Veza me'ones kicha. What is kicha? So Aragona says chalsa, she got sick. Virasa. Or kafza virasa. Here we go. This is not PC. Hiksa bala virasa. Ooh. Nasa or Masa Kavei Verasa, picked up heavy weights Verasa, Hare Zeho Onus. Sure. This was called Onus. So the Chor in our context is called Onus as well. So these are interesting concepts. Onus. Onus. It's interesting, the Shulchan Aruch and the Taz left out something which the Beis Yosef has. The Beis Yosef includes within the category of Onus something which will. They don't have that Beis Yosef here. I just want to read it from the original one. Somehow we have the Beis Medrash one was over here. Someone put it back. Someone took it. We left today yesterday. Very, very quick to put things back. Okay. Bein bonus ben deratzen. Quotes the Gemara that flamed above the base. What's onus? Kofta bimakol namakom. Oh, look at this now. Rosa behema o chaya o oaf misaskin zemzeh. Today we'd call it an X-rated movie. All right, so that's what's called chamda. That the Beis Yosef puts this as part of onus. Where's it get it from? Sof nozir samachem and beis gabe zov. Nozir should be. That's why I just read you the Gemara. Now, although there are significant differences between zov and zava. But the Beis Yosef feels that we can make a comparison up to this point. On the Samach Hay, on the base of the Sechta Nazir. B'shivad Rochem Bokim as Azav. B'machal b'mishnah b'masla b'kvitza b'choli b'mara b'hirur. Aha. So this hirur can lead to the situation of being a Zav. And it's not the disease of Zav, whatever came out to the hearer. So the Halakha Beis Yosef assumes that if that's true of a Zav, it should be true of a Zava as well. And I think it's his Chiddush. I didn't see it in Rishon. I didn't see it in Tosefta. I didn't see it in the Gemara. We did have a concept of Dam Chimut, thank you very much, which exists in Shas, that we should look at already now. Thank you very much. Where is Dam Chimut found in Shas? In a few places. One is that of Chof and Beis. Chof and Beis and Mesech Danida.
Is that saying that in theory there should be a different
hagdara
for the word onus for zav and for zava?
I don't know. I don't want to say for sure. I'm just. It's not exactly the same. The hagdaras aren't identical. Take a look on that kofim at Beis, where the Gemara talks about something which is called dam chimud. The Gemara's over here, it's an interesting story. On Avchaf and Beis, the third of the way down the page. They were talking about how Bekiyim the rabbis are and Dhammim, not the big Bekiyim, small Bekiyim. Hayitza the Isa Dhamma the Kameh the Rabbi Lazar. Havi Yosef Rabbi Yameh Kameh. Arche. Ooh. Amalei Hai Dam Chimuru. Alright, you just said it like this. Basa the Nafka Itapale Rabbi Yameh. So Rami, you know what he's checking up on the Rebbe, yeah? Only Bali Hoya Baderech Vechimaditiv. She had an urge, a taiva for her husband. Kori Ale Sod Hashem Li Reyov. Sod Hashem Li Reyov. He figured it out that it was Dam Chibud. Pilei Ploy. Question, so what? Who cares? Look at the Tosas Rush. That's amazing, Tosas Rush. Arche Omer Hai Dam Chimadu. Pirish V'Tomei, who cares? It's Tomei anyway. How do you know? Kedarminan Tvahu Ali Nasim Nispaisa Tzvi Chaleshev Zayin Akim Shememach Mas Chimud Ros Adam. So what do you tell us, Dam Chimud? Ulaharos Chachmasu Uda Omer Hachi. Should the rabbis know nothing? Unbelievable. That's what it says over here. It's a rush. What Gemara is he referring to? Dav Samach Vavah Manal. The very bottom of the daf, the last three, 2.5 lines, Omarova, Tvahu Ali Nosif and Espice at Srichalesh of Shivan Akim. Omale Emad Omarova Begdola, the Kachazi Dama, she's already has seen that. Ava Begtana, the Lochazi Dama, me Omar, only the favorish Omarova, Loshna Gdola, Loshna Gtana. Gdola, the time of Mamish and the Mechamda,
Tana Nami Mechamda. For the concept of Damchim, but even by a woman who was by a girl. They have child brides, you know, he can get married, a father can marry off his daughter before she turns 12. So it's there too, as the concept of Dam Chimut. Wow. So what kind of din is Dam Chimut? So the Pasha Pshat, that is the Din D'Oraisa. Down to the Bali HaShulchan. We'll put that back to him. Okay, I can't win. It's okay, that's all right. Well, I'll say about Pep. I keep bringing it to people if you bring it back. Okay. So the Bali HaShulchan talks about it at the very beginning. On the first page, the Mamash Bein Ve'Onas Bein Ve'Rotzen, so the Bali HaShulchan there quotes the concept of Dam Chimud as possibly being included in an onus. That seems to be what the Beis Yosef says, based on Nozer Dav Samachay Amid Beis. And he quotes an amazing Chidush Yeran that was also here at one point, but I gave up along. I gave up on that. The Chidush Yeran, anyone have a Rashbi here? Maybe that'll be helpful. Also not here. Okay. If you look it up, you'll see yourself. If you want to bring it in? Tomorrow we'll look inside. The Chidush Yeran of Chof Mebeis suggests that Dam Chimud is the Rabbonim. He really says Dam Chimud is Torah Legamre. I mean, it's on this daf, Daf Chof. What is the Dam Chimud? It's an irrelevancy, what, show how smart he is. Doesn't sound right. He was saying it's the Dam Chimud is Torah. The Kasha is the Rashba against the Gemara of Samach Vav. So the footnote on the Rashba, he answers, no. Because the Ran himself suggests that there could be, you have to ask the Dam Chimud because it can get mixed up with regular Dam. The Dam Chimud can get mixed up with regular Dam Nida, and since we don't know what's what, you have to be Machim with the Rabbonim. But with the Rice, if we knew for a fact it's only Dam Chimud, it would be Mutter. Frek the Biurim, what do you mean Mutter? It's onus. We saw before Shem, and the first thing is Shulchan Aruch. That's onus. And the Beis Yosef includes Chimud in the category of onus. Just like onus is presumably needed daraisa, pashup shat more naflam of the base, so too should dam chimud be daraisa. What's going on over here? What's happening over here? Any question which is interesting? The Noda be Yehuda Tinyana Simon Kuf Yud Dalet had the following case. We spoke about dam maka for yesterday's whole shiur about devoted to dam maka. We spoke about patsua and a petza or a maka. What will happen to the Noda Yehuda? If a woman has no petza, she has no makor, but nonetheless, she has chulshas koach hamachzik b'makor. You know, the woman has a certain healthy muscle tone, and the uterus is held in place, and everything's held in place. But sometimes it is a weakness in what's holding in the blood in the makor. I don't know what hormone or what power, what force holds it in, I can't answer exactly what it is, but that whatever that was weakened, and as a result of that weakening, so Dam comes out. Says the Noda Yehuda, she's Asura Midaraisa, right? It's the same as Onas, the same as Chimud. So it's important. These comparisons are very interesting. So how did the Ran say it? It's only with the Rabbana. So it's quite remarkable. The Taz talks about it a little bit in Simon Kuf Tzadi Beis Sivkot and Aleph. Kuf Tzadi Beis tells you the halacha. Tvuli Nosev Nispaisa Shvicha Leishiv Shivin Akiyim Shema Makos Chimud Ros Atipas Dam Kachardol. So right away the Taz quotes the Magad Mishnah. That's the Rabbanan. Why the Rabbanan? Uminat Torah Muteras Gemura. Why? Shreafilu Ros Abaloh Hargoshim Inat Torah Inat Tmeya Koshken Zushalom Matzah Filu Kesem. See what's going on? That the typical case of Ro Adam Chimud is a small amount of Dam. Right? Tipas dam kechardel. That's not sure. Sema v'tapas dimud. Rosa tipas cham kechardel below her gishabo. That's lush of the mechaber and simen kuv tzadi beis sif aleph. Right? So that's the Gemara didn't say exactly those words.
He's talking about there was no dam.
What?
He's talking about the
Isra of
the
Well, he knows, you're right. Right.
It's
not any dam. No dam. The Gemara said no dam. I'm afraid that maybe there's going to be some kind of a
So how come she didn't see it? So the Shulchan Aruch answered, you know why she didn't see it? Why didn't she see it? This was a small amount. Velor Gishabo says the Magen Mishnah, if it's a small amount, Velor Gishabo, how can it be a Daraisa? Something that the dam doesn't qualify. It's the Minohar Gosha. It's interesting. I believe that's why when the Taz quoted the Beis Yosef back in Siman Kuf Pegin with the opening Taz in the Chasnida, he left that here. The Beis Yosef said Kvitza, and the Beis Yosef also said Chimut, and the Taz says no. Taz only quotes Kvitza, left out Chimut. What did they find here? Pirsha de Kvitza. I think the answer is it's Lashitaso in Kuf Tzadi Beis. And in the typical case of Chimut, it's not going to be Doraisa. Not so much because of what the Ran said. I don't know if the Ran meant that. The Ran said Chimut is not Doraisa. But the fact is going to be in almost all cases, we know our Gosha. As opposed to Kvitza, the woman jumped. So my assumption was that if she jumped, she's her Pashta period comes early. With the whole Argosha, with the whole 9 yards. It came a couple of days early because she jumped. But Chimut, how much did that cost? How much is going to be? A drop. She's probably not even seeing it. So that's going to be the Rabbanan. Just because of a lack of Argosha. I don't know if the Ran, you know, what the Ran meant when the Ran said the Rabbanan. I don't have the Ran's Lashon in front of me. But I guess the Taz would either interpret the Ran, I don't know if Taz even quotes the Ran, to say that it's the Rabbanan because of lack of Argosha, or it's the Rabbanan per se, for some. I don't know exactly. I'm not exactly sure. But I have the following Shaila, Rabbanan Shalom, physically, a woman is getting married at age 9. It's not with Maslin Bracha. So what's going on? That's a din daraisa. There's nothing there. Or she's getting married at age 79. She's with Maslin Bracha. There's nothing there. It's already atrophied. We already heard the magic word. So what is this? You know, there are 79-year-old women who have regular periods. You know how? Put them on estrogen, they put them on replacement, they manage to simulate hormones. I have showers in the mikveh in Riverdale. They're embarrassed to go. I'm 80 years old. They have to go to the mikveh. I said, yes, I'm embarrassed. 80 years old, go to the mikveh. I said, we put you in first. We get her in early, we put her in, tell her to come early when no one else is there, and she gets to sneak around the back. That's how you do. They're manage, akre blosi hoysa li edna, vadoni zoke. Having babies, but it's in any event. So if she gets married at age 79 at her civic shaney, so we have to get, she has to go to the mikvah a little known then. But it's really good. It's sounds like it's older Rabbanan from Pashup Shat. Anyway, so I all of these onsim, I thought in reality really really happened. I thought. On a seventh regular basis, I've gotten shyless with lifting weights, with running in the gym, all the things I've gotten shyless, which I assume that since I got some shyless, it must be very common, and the doctors must know all about it. And I just said, okay, the period comes early when she exercises, and therefore, but it's coming with a full blown period. Derech Riyasa with Argosha, whatever that means today, whatever it meant then, we have to go back to the opening day Shia. Same thing. And when she gets sick, it can happen. And when her husband hit her, what does that mean, husband hit her? We can't even talk about such a reshoyim hit their wives, but alright, the guy is a bum, and then there's some fit of rage, he maybe gave his wife a little patch, I don't know, so I thought, why is that cause a bleed? Because she's scared. It's that sudden fright. Everyone knows the Gemara, you know, the Gemara from Sefer Megillah. Well, you can look it up in the Sechta Nida too. And if I and Aleph, I'm an Aleph. And I, that's right. See, you hear me? But Tischalchal HaMalka, Shapir Sanida. See here too. Right? Agav Biasusa, the Malach HaMavis. I frek that against the Mishnah. Charoda Mesalekas Zadamim, not Lamates. No, that's Pachta Tzamis Biasusa Marpia. It depends if it's a an ongoing fright that is the Dagas Yiras is Rashi. She's scared of something from some long term fear. The women who went through the camps that had no periods, you know, in the Rachmanos in World War II, labor camps, they stopped. There's some women who even is amazed that they go to Eretz Yisrael, girls, they don't have a period a whole year. Don't ask me crazy questions why, but I'm telling you realities. Realities. They get panicky, they call the doctor, say, yeah, we didn't know this already. I don't know, they get out of the house, they're nervous, they're homesick, I don't know what, the air is different, the water, I don't know what it is.
Nutrition
is different, I don't know what it is, but in 2007, there were young women who were 18 years old, probably haven't had periods for 5 years, and they go to Israel, that gets out of whack, it stops. There's certain things that a woman is not a robot, right? And then she could be affected by a whole series of things. Okay. Yeah, but a sudden fright can bring on the period. Habaholos piso, shorodim roel shomer nivel marafin. Okay, so this is what I called the doctor. I said, "What's going on?" So I thought that chimud. I never heard of that. This was too much. She goes, she picks up some Playboy magazine. I don't know what. Playgirl magazine. I don't know what they have exactly for that. And she's going to see Dom. I thought that was wacky. But the other stuff I thought really happened every day. So I called the doctor. Nothing happens every day. According to the doctor, I'm going to report it to my doctor. She said she never heard of. All the ones she heard of was getting sick. You get sick, anything can happen. You make a period early, make a period later. And yes, maybe that fright, the stress, you know, the kind of stress, that maybe has some. The other thing she said, exercise, you never heard of it, weight, lifting weights, running. She has a population of hundreds of patients. I'm sure that in today's world, everyone's running. If you walk in the street, everyone's running today. Running, and we're running, other ruts, and main ruts, and everyone's running. You know. So there must have patients who are running. She never had a complaint. I ran, and my period came early. Never heard of it, lifting weights. Never heard of it. I don't know. I thought that I had some shouts. Yeah.
Would women necessarily support that if they think it's a normal flow? It just came
yeah,
out.
Maybe it's just unreported. So we have courtesy of Dr. Shapta, we have something which my doctor said the same thing yesterday. His doctor said she never in her career had a woman who complained to her that there was due to constipation and a certain amount of pressure. The gdolin that there should be blood. Never heard of it. Meanwhile, there are at least four ladies on some blog or whatever he has who complained about it. So I don't know where my doctor is.
Jewish patients.
Was it a Jewish patient or a Gershon patient? What's the difference? Chassam Sofer says the anatomy of the Jews and them are different.
Genetics.
Maybe. I don't know. Don't know.
Real.
I don't know.
I didn't mean.
Yeah, I understand. I'm going to hold off discussion of this until we get the. You'll have to be back to it tomorrow. We'll print out tomorrow what this lady said. It's a very serious show what to do in these cases. I get it. Doctor says it can't happen. I'm playing against the shyless. So I don't know what to make of these things. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm saying, I've heard that people who are more sensitized to
what might have that might itself a difference. Right. Either difference in perception, what they're noticing, or the difference in reality. Maybe even that's true. I don't know.
Maybe they tell the doctor
also. Maybe. They complain to the doctor, but these four ladies, I'm not sure if they're from Jews, they complain to the doctor, they must need them. Who knows? We'll see. And we'll see the response. We're going to get it all online. We're all going to have by tomorrow, we'll have it black and white. Now it's only in cyberspace. So black and white. Okay. Speaking of being roti dam, we said before that the bottom line etza is to try to reduce it to a level of some. So ideally, if it's reduced to the level of tzamim, we should make it a kesem, which is not even a problem. Make it a kesem on tzivonim, make it a kesem on enim kabel tumah. But let's say it's a real kesem, you can't avoid it. She sees it on the body of kesem, so you don't have any leniencies in that respect. But remember that Mordechai said that we're making the tzamim. He indicates what he calls a makah she'eni yodua shemotidam, and it's quoted in the Ramot, quoted in the Shach, and the No, the Behuda, quoted by the Biurim of the Bari HaShulchan, says even Ka'ev, without a Maka Yudua, we're still making by Ksamim. If you look at the Pisgah Tshuva, you can see it over here. Sifkotten, Simon Kuf Pei Zayin, Sifkotten Lamed Dalet. Sifkotten Lamed Dalet. We're just about finished with this topic, just reserving a little bit for tomorrow. Let's see. On the ballot.
Doda Bihuda. After Kaim Eno Kamaka, Mikomak of Minyan Samim Tolaba, Shalom Bishas Vesta. Afilo Adumim Harbeg Amdolim also make a gris. Okay, so we can be Mekil. She has these Ksamim. So that's the trick. Make it into Ksamim. Once you do some Ksamim, even though we have these tremendous machlokes that we saw, which we can't resolve. Okay, once you reduce to a kesem, there's room to be made. That's a bavadi's trick. So that's the halacha levaisa we have to do. So if she gets one of these questionable makas and there's a whole shef adam, I'm a little bit nervous to be made, like the DNC, which is a whole thing, it all comes out in one shot. But anything short of that, with these other procedures, I'm willing to be made, like as long as we can reduce it to the status of a kesem. Yes, sir. I don't know about that, because that exercise may actually cause the period to come early. That's a real period. That's not a mark at all. No, I'm talking about the procedure that we're talking about. Procedures are marked. Okay, this is this topic. Now that we've sort of covered the topic, we tried it pretty hard to get to do it as best as we could. Let us perhaps turn our attention to the next topic. Next topic is Shvoferis. For Ferris is we were here once before in our opening week, we discussed the idea of Bibsara, how we derive from it. So it's a Gemara of Chof Aleph on the base. This is an important sugya for many reasons, some of them practical and some of them perhaps a bit more theoretical, but from Shlomo Zalman, at least at one point in his life, thought they were practical. So we'll see from his analysis many assertions. Haroa Dambish for Ferris Mao. Bibsara Rahmana Belovish for Ferris. Odil my bipsara lebarle the shematamim bifnim kibachutz amalei bipsara rachmana velobish velferes the bipsara lebarle the shematamim bifnim kibachutz can name a kraw two gersos either bibasar or bipsara my bipsara shmami natar correct the gemara amar Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon ben Ayochai amapeles katichot kora the miyesh bodam ogur tmeya the lav Torah. What's the kasha? So much for Ferris. Talking about Chaticha. What's the connection? Zogt Rashi, Bishvel Ferris, Hechnisa Kona Kol, we also mock up the Nimsa Besov Adam. It's like a straw, right? Bibsara or a tube. Dam Yadova Bibsara, she ate Dara Kosi Vesarechem, a mapsik. Vaiko Benidik Siv, who parsha Shnir Benera Besova, Yishaki Yosef Zav Dama, fine. Shimon, fine. Since it doesn't touch the walls. Shemitama bifnim kibachutz miachas sheyotam min amalka leprozor v'amidu kosleo miyari mitama mashekin v'zabu valkeri they mitama ashtetia tumas lechutz yesh bodam ogu maishno mishno feres. Woo! Wow! Get an impression from Rashi that this chaticha should itself be considered a chatzitza, the same as a straw as a chatzitza, right? Same thing, it's a mafsik. Let this also be a mafsik. Answer the Gemara. Hachi hash, the hosam darka shalisha lirazam bachaticha. Hach ain darka shalisha lirazam bishvaferis. It's darka zain darka. Zok Rashi. Darka, hilkach bibsara karina bay. The min bimino lo chayitz. So Rashi's going to push hilkach chatitza. But min bimino lo chayitz? That's Rashi's chat. Interesting chat. That's basa. This is basa. As opposed to an external. A straw or a tube, it's not human flesh. Lemesh for Ferris Tanoi, the Tanya Mapelas Katicha, Apopisha Molodam, Shemalea Dam, Yeshimo Dam to Mayavim Lav Torah, or Blazam of Sora Lovish Shiloh Katicha, or Blazan Tanakama, a Mesher Blazam of Sora Lovish Shiloh Katicha, Mahomim Omrim, Ain Zed Dam Nido, Eladam Kachit, Tachatiha. What? Tanakama and Ami Torah Batan, it's the same thing. Ella de pali peluye ikabenai. Woo! What does pali peluye mean? So Rashi says, "But shuras bikuim ibachutz v'adam sham." There are crevices. Tana kamasava bibsar lava shilo bechaticha. What then the shvaferes? V'hani melecha the shia. It's smooth and it doesn't touch at all. Aval pali peluye tmeya. My time bibsar karmine be. Rabbanan say no. No pali peluye namni da adam chaticha. As the Gemara says, Polypluis is Rashi. Vadom Sham no geab v'no geab erechem. There's no chatzitza. there's no chatzitza. Fine. Sends him away. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hodam nida varetame vafilu mishvoferes nami? Really? Afilu mishvoferes nami? Even though it doesn't touch? Rabbi, no. Mishvoferes kulam alo pligi. It's a horror. That's for sure if it doesn't touch its Torah. Chofez abanam. Ki pligi mechaticha. Zok rashi upali paluye when it does touch. Mar sova daka shalisha leroz da mechaticha. Umar sova and daka shalisha leroz da mechaticha. So since it's not derech mekach, it's muta, zok rashi. Ki pligi mechaticha of the pali paluye. Tanakama sova mimsora the muta yato chaticha. Avol dama nir bebekoyim tome. The bipsora karinabe. Rabbonin basroi sari afili pali paluye tohoro. Why? The ain ze dam nida. Then darka shalisha liroz dam bechaticha. So according to Rashi, there are two kulas. One it doesn't touch, and one ain't darka bekach. Reminiscent of that matter, right? In one technical thing, it's just not the right dam. And one if it's not darka bekach. Here too, one technical exemption if it goes through a tube, it doesn't touch the walls. And one more general distinction called ain't darka bekach. Fine. That's the sugi. Zoktosis. Pirsha kutris. With the pale peluye, that's what Rashi said. The kasha dimkain hashtein derech liros dam bechaticha pirush she'eno dam nidus at all. Lo havi kahi dein dark liros b'shoferes tozem havi dam nidus min amokor ela she'en dark liros be'also inyan. Two different things. Here it's not dam nidus at all, and there we're saying it's a technical exemption. Later on, it says Malka Makom Atori Gavanai Atomas. V'yesh Loma, the plig V'yesh Laforish, the pligi bechaticha asuya kemin shvoferes, v'havi chatzitza bein dam lebosor. The Tanakama mitame the dark alotus binyan zeh. Rabbanan Savri afagat dam nidus hu, ein dark aliros binyan zeh, vein zeh dam nidus tamer Rabban Aka Berusha, ein zeh dam nidus shetime akosu. Why? It's like shvoferes. The fight is the chaticha like a shvoferes, or have sikha chatzitza or not? Av pali peluya gam rabbanan metamin kevin the damnidusu v'nogeh b'psara. This is Tosa Shita against Rashi. Okay. Rashi and Tosa both agree that there is a kula of shvoferes if the blood does not touch the sides. It's mutter. Poshup shat in the Gemara. Period. Let's take a look in the Rosh Siman Beis, Perek Gimel, Siman Beis. Quotes. This is page Ayin Zayin in our print. He quotes Rashi, yes, Tosis Kasha. Upirish Rav Shimshu Dal Mikutsi. The Rashi Mikutsi, the famous Rashi, the Rashi Mishans. That in? Maybe not. Rashi Mikutsi. The B'hop Pligi, the Rav Eleza Sava Daka Shal Isha Liros Dam Bechaticha, the Kevin Shirosa Kederech Hanasha Begilas Liros Tumeya, Rav Bonan Sarve Daka Shal Isha Liros Dam Bechaticha, V'af Agav De Pali Puluye, Kevin Shirosa Kederech Hanasha Begilas Tohora, Af Agav Davi Dam Nida V'dam Loge B'psar. This seems to be Shitas Rashi. Upligi Rabbanan Rav Eleza Vitama the Kroah the Darshinan for Rav Sarav Lava Shvoferes. Rav Eleza Sovar the Mematina Shvoferes Vitama Av Soka V'chein Chaticha Hecha Dein Dam Noga B'Psar Avli Pali Peluye. It's awesome. Rabbanan Savri Tama the Mematina Shvoferes V'shem Dein Dark Ashleis Toros Dam Kach V'chein Chaticha Nami Afili Pali Peluye V'shem Dein Dach Noshin Kach. But the camera bottom ain't the dam nidochi berusha. Ain't there a dam neither rog the love of a zayinian. A new word, it's like more or less like Rashi. V'chein osir meister abenu shimshon v'isha shenekar mokar shalom. What do you mean nekar mokar shalom? What happened? Probably what they posted called farfal. Not the matzah farfal, yeah. It's like farfal in English. It fell down. It's called a prolapse. Prolapse, right? Apparently, it's a condition to this day. I read about it in the books. It still exists in some people.
Ukimin chatichos basay and nofel the base achitzen and was blood there. Vitir also the baila. Kevin she'ain derech nashim deros kach. She the rash mishatz. Fine. Ain dak deros kach. Fine. So the poskim say I saw in the Mishnah Brura that nowadays the doctors have a surgery to fix it, so it's not so much relevant to us. But in the olden days, and they didn't have any surgeries, it was a serious matter which they had to actually deal with. Okay, so let's take a look and see the poskim about Shvoferes and Simon Kuf Peches. This is the Maisa. Kuf Peches. Sif Gimel. We made reference to it yesterday. Ichnisa Shvoferes Votzia Vodam Tahora. Dam comes out, she is Tahora. V'chein im ros adam b'chaticha afil hi b'vukas v'adam b'koyim b'inna shenogeh b'psara v'osa tahora kevin shen derech liros kach. Whoa, that's a chiddush. This is the Rabbeinu Shimshon, the Rashi Mikutzi, he passes that way too. Fine. Then he says, again, v'chein isha shenekam b'kor shalom k'min chatichas b'osan ofen b'beis chitzat Torah. Again, osa maiz, Rabbeinu Shimshon. Afil hi ros adam, obviously. Because man shall chatichas the base achitzen shall atahora. For the dam chatichas elu hol the yadina shvare shenek and makor with makas makahi. Maka? What maka? This is dam maka. Dam maka was the previous sim. What are you talking about dam maka for? I'm trying to find it. First of all, Torah Shlom. Umachmas Maki. Thank you. Yeah, he says there were, of course, the different Chavudas, so you can look in front of you. The Rambam was wrong. He came at Tam Shalatur after Lekha Maki Eshlachshah. Came in the Ein Derech Adam. Lovo v'derech zeh. You know, according to the Chazanish and the others, it's ain derech yosef. That's the same moral, that's the same yisod. That's matter both this and that. Maybe that's why the Ramah was called it a dam maka. Try to defend the Ramah. And he quotes here the Taz, the Sukkot and Hay. It's exactly the same thing. It has nothing to do with maka. What's with maka? A different yisod. Ain derech darka v'kach. Okay, he quotes the Rosh Marichas. Ulefizek concludes the Taz. End of Sifkot Nei. Afilu hu b'shas vesta muter zehadin. Kevan sheriyosa mishuna. Even b'shas vesta, it would still be muter. Whoa, achidish nifla. V'chein mashrim v'loshin ramo b'sifhei. With the sifhei, she says dafka shalo. B'shas Vesta. But over here he's silent. Ela Shemori B'chomiz al the Bach Kasav the Dinzein Amut Ela Bein Vesis Levesis. So he's against the Taz, and the Shach quotes the Bach in Sitkotin Tes Kasav a Bach, and he says it seems to say that he's correct. Okay, that's the Shach. And we can explain it based on what we spoke about earlier. Namely, Chazanish said, you know, she has a maka, but when a monthly period comes, that's called Derech Riyasa. See here too, you know, she has this prolapse, whatever it may be, but when she has a monthly period, that's called Derech Riyasa. That's what the Shach on the Bach says. The Taz says, no, because it's such a
significant change, not just some kind of a wound open in the uterus. The whole lining somehow came out, came down, and started to grow out, which exists to this day. The overgrown lining, I've heard about this case, it comes down into the cervix. And so they cauterize it, they have another surgeries, procedures. So therefore, when the period comes, it's still not called down. Derech Riyos, according to the Shitas HaTaz. Okay, question now becomes, how far do we go with this Yisod? How far do we go with this Yisod of Shvat Peres? When does it apply? How does it apply? So again, I'm quoting you some of the sources that I've written down here from the Bari HaShulchan. It's according to Shitas Rashi, how far in must the Shvat Peres go? According to Rashi, it's a shita of, it's a question of chatzitza. How far in must it go? Says the Bari HaShulchan, that we'll call the outer cervical os. That's the, through which the blood flows from the uterus, through the cervix, into the vaginal canal. This shofar need not enter into the cervical canal proper, as long as it is right at the very, very edge of the cervical opening. So that everything goes into it. I think I once told you before that, again, to give you a very rough picture, if this is the vaginal canal, this comes right over here, the uterus and the cervical canal go into it. So it's not just that the cervical canal, we call it today the Tzavah Arechem, ends over here, and then the prosdor, the vaginal canal, begins over here. It's not true. The cervical canal goes in, goes out, actually, but out further towards the body, starts with the pear-shaped uterus, going out, and it goes out, I don't know how many centimeters, it projects out into the vaginal canal proper. So if you grab it, if you catch all the blood as it exits the outer os of the cervical canal, nothing will touch the vaginal walls. Zero. But the Bari HaShulchan, according to Rashi, it's certainly a proper way of utilizing the heter of shoferes, because it's mishum chatzitza, it'll certainly work. Fine. However, so he says, if the blood will somehow, he did a little bit of a bad job, and the blood which went into the shoferes will find its way, creep its way out of the tube, and then sort of slither down the outside of the tube, no good. What's on the outside of the tube, it's either going to touch the skin, or it's as if it's touching the skin, there's no chatzitza in between. That's according to Shita's Rashi. Yes?
Is that Rashi's Ben Ashinayim?
Did Rashi use the word banishing him over here?
No, but then why would
let's go slow. We have to, the big problem which we discussed today, and it'll go into tomorrow, is where, oh where, are these banishing done? We made a little bit of a reference to once before. Okay? I'm going to bring you some kind of a slide of that whole area. I'm being a little risque. I'm willing to give it out to the tummy. I'm willing to give out the picture of Rabbi Ford, which is a rectangle. I'm willing to give out a regular picture. I'm willing to do it. Whatever. So the according to the Rashi, says about it, it's exactly the other way around. He claims you have to put the shoferes all the way into the Malka. So claims the Bari HaShulchan. On the other hand, if once you did that, the woman is muteres, even if the blood slides along the outside of the shoferes. Hold on a second. So he quotes there the famous of Shlomo Zalman's Kuntres. So we're going to discuss it at some length. I'm just trying to go before we get there of Shlomo Zalman, what the other post can say.
That's because even if it's on a hazard, the device is still
in the natural Slow. Then he goes further and says, it cannot be a very wide
Shvoferes. If it's too wide, you run into the problem of what? The Efshel Psichas HaKever below Dam. Where's that? That's a machlok, just to get a little bit of an orientation. That's a Gemara, a Bosei, and a Chof Aleph.
Shvoferes is there, and not says Dam.
Oh, that's a Chavos Das discussion. The Gemara has an Chof Aleph. The last two lines of Chof Aleph from Aleph. Well, the Efshel Psichas HaKever below Dam Kamiflegi. The Machlokos HaTanoim. Now, the case of the Gemara is describing is Psichas HaKever from the inside, some kind of a baby coming out. And it repeats again Chof Aleph from the Bay is the last narrow line. The Efshel Psichas HaKever below Dam Kamiflegi. The Machlokos HaTanoim. And then it repeats again, Anavchav Beis and Midbeis, a third time, the same exact dispute, where the Efsh of Psichas HaKever below Dam. But in all those cases, in the middle of the page, in all those cases, it's when it's coming from the inside. So number one, the Machlokas HaRishonim, how to paskin up this chat. Let's take a look at the Rosh Rabosai in Simon Aleph. We just saw Simon Beis in the third parak in the Rosh. Time to turn to Simon Aleph in the third parak. How do we paskin? How do we paskin? Uveshiltis posak the Efshel Psichas HaKever below Dam. That's the Shiltis of Psach. And everyone agrees. So one second. Fine. The Rambam may not agree. It's all machlokes. Nowhere is the discussion about Shvoferes. So the Beis Yosef, in discussing Shvoferes, which is in Siman Beis, suggests that has to be a thin Shvoferes. Because if it's a thick Shvoferes, that's by the principle of what? The Efshel Psichas HaKever below Dam. So writes the Beis Yosef, right over here, in Siman Kuf Pei Ches. What do you see from the Beis Yosef? That the Efshel Psichas HaKever below Dam not only applies this from the inside, but also if it's from the outside. Not so simple. The Note of Yehuda says that way. If you look at the Pisrei Tshuva, Simon Kuf Tzadi Dalet, Sivkot and Dalet, just take a quick look. Kuf Tzadi Dalet, Sivkot and Dalet. I am the Note of Yehuda Tinyana, Kuf Kof, the Mash Amr, Yavshel Psichas HaKever below Dam, Ein chiluk ben grama psicha mi bifnin, or maybe bechutz could go. Sharofa hitness etz bo'o. Oh, hey, the kli who posa pi amokar. No finger can get that far. I'm not discussing a woman about to give birth, but any other woman that's impossible to reach, to the best of my knowledge. Okay, that's what he says. Oh, so the Chayyadim has a kash. Agam Shitfei Kosov came, below Dok. Shariqa Abdika Behefsek Taraj and Asa Behetzvav Omek. Alevada Ein Deinir Psyos Akev. He says if the Chayyadim, not everyone is right, whenever a woman does a Bedika, she's going to tell me again. Because she's open. Right? Shari Afilu Ha'evek Shugodol Harbe Eino Magia Rakat Aprozor below the Cheder. Rabbi said, B'mchilas Kvod, the Chayyadim has no riot. Because the same way as the Eiver HaZochar expands B'shas Kishui, B'shas Tashmish, so too does the Prozor of the Nekeva expand. We said yesterday, what did we say? Did I read you yesterday the amount of inches that I read in the book?
Yeah.
Right? What did I say? How big? No, that's a Y. I said that the Prozor of 8 centimeters, right? How can that be? The Eiver HaZochar can be more than 8 centimeters. What's going on? The answer is very pushy. The it expands, which has tashmish. It gets bigger. Right? That's the Kodesh Baruch Hu's nisim and the flows. That when the woman is aroused, she has it becomes bigger. That's why the Rachmana Litzlan. Rachmana Litzlan, they talk about a woman who's Nensa. Rachmana Litzlan, they talk about what a terrible inui it is. Obviously what a terrible inui. Because the man's eder is so big, and the woman has had no advance notice, and she's fighting it, so her, we know how big it is. It's what do we say, 6 centimeters? It's a disaster. It's unbelievably painful, that kind of a case. Sorry for the other terrible things associated with it. But just talking about physiologically. Okay. Any event, so he says that agav shitfe. It's correct. The Chayyav is right, but the raya he's bringing is not a complete raya. Fine. Okay. So again, not everyone agrees with the Noda of Yehuda in the first place. There's some who say no. The psichas akev is only b'bifnim, as we find it in Shas, and not the b'chutz. This is just not true. It's a machlokas haposki. Fine. It's a machlokas haposki. How wide must it be in order to cause the problem? So the poskim say as follows. If you look in the Vilna Gaon, even our Simon Kuf Pei Ches, back to Kuf Pei Ches. Take a look in the Vilna Gaon, Bira Gra, end of Sifkotten Chof Gimel. He quotes the Shulchan Aruch. So we're going to various bedikas, we're not going to now. Imi Shchaticha Ketana. Kishir Shroferes Kone Dak Shebedakim. Right? Dak Shebedakim. What does that mean? If you look at the Baragola Chav Beis, Beis Yosef. Kev Nishir Chaticha Gedola Lo Esparash, Lan Vishir Shroferes Dabi Ketana, He Gufa Lo Esparash, Him Abim Dak. Hika Chazina Nechumra, Ashtek Kishir Dak Menadakim. Uviyasim ikayesh v'din chaticha gedola kede le'el siv gimel. Okay, which has different requirements. Why? Because you run into the problem of yesh l'psichas akeve below that. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. It's siv kuf peches siv gimel. Comes the gra chav gimel and says as follows. What do you mean? This is mefurish. No way to look. Avla perek zayin the olus mishnah dalid armina and ainlin of fallen v'chulei. Doesn't say what it says. Everyone knows what that. Who doesn't know olus perek zayin mishnah dalid about peh? Who wants to finish the mishnah? No one to finish. I thought you know mishnayis. The bar mitzvah has there. The bracha finish shishis to do a mishnah. Call him up. Ask him. Please complete the mishnah. Perek zayin. Start him off. For example, the Mishnah Dalet, tell the please finish. Okay. That's over here. Eil in the fallen psichas akeber, achi yagilu rosh kepika. Oh, now we know. It's a pika. What's a pika? What's the word pika mean? What's a pika? What does the word pika mean? They say it's a pika shel shesi. Well, now you know for sure. What was this all about? So the poskim say it's the width of an etz b'ktana, and they say it's 15 millimeters. 15 millimeters. So if it opens 15 millimeters or more, you have to worry about psichas akever. 15 millimeters or less, it's not a problem. Psichas akever. Or any instrument that's inserted today is much less than 15 millimeters. Much less than 15 millimeters. So, psichas akeva problem doesn't really exist. I saw this in the Shmeres Atara. He talks about psichas akeva. He says, it's not really a problem because it doesn't exist. find it. Okay. What is he saying? Please let me know what he says.
Long?
What's his bottom line? What does it say?
Page
Pei Aleph. Okay, let's get page Pei Aleph.
The same place where he puts the Tanish.
Okay, let's find it. Page Pei Aleph. Okay, let's look and see what it says for page Pei Aleph. Let's see it here. Okay, we'll find it. Kup Tzadi Dalet Dalet, that's where it is. Kup Tzadi Dalet Dalet. Oh, the Roshi, Rofi Hichtis Machshir. Okay. Gimel Ribe Inch, 19 millimeters. That's what Rav Moshe has. To the bottom he says, in his footnotes, footnote 55, page Kuf Beis. The most is 12. The most. It's impossible otherwise. It's going to cause rip and everything, make it rip the cervix, cause tremendous damage. Nowadays, most insertions are less than 3 millimeters. So the whole thing that come out basically doesn't exist. Okay? So I don't have to really worry about it. 15. Okay, good. So 15, 13, 12, hike. But we don't have numbers like this in our reality. Frek the Chavis Das. Frek the Chavis Das Hashayla. Frek the Chavis Das Hashayla. What do you mean? The Beis Yosef Shofar Ferret has to be very thin. Why? The dam came out of the shofaris. Give a look. Chavis Das. Endless of cotton dalet, Rav Osai. Give a look, please. You have a Chavis Das? Every shofar has a Chavis Das. One second. Ma bekach, in my version, it's page Shin Zion, the last line in the first column. Simukuf peches, second part of Sikot Dala. Ma bekach, the Ashlip Tlo Dam. Hodam lefoneinu betalinim shadam yorah derech shroferis. The kema shadam zatir rachmona mechetesi nechel shadam acham and achazikena betmeo. What are you talking about? Then he says, "Afa mechaber chazer bo shelo kosav the beina and sheish shofaris dak shebedakim." This sounds strange. I just read you the mechaber who said, "Can I just read it to you?" Shofaris kana dak shebedakim. He said, "How in heaven's name did Hagoyin Bal Chavis Das writing in Siman Kuf Beches forget the last four words?" In the Siman, Shofaris Kona Daksha Bedakim. So there, he backed out from the Beis Yosef, he never mentioned it here in the Shulchan Aruch. Well, he didn't mention it. It's right here. But then we'll come back to that. What's the difference how big the Shofaris? Who cares if this is below that? That will come out to the Shofaris. Elevare Gamma Shofaris, Goro Talina Bedam, Shiyotz, Bepsicha, Samoka, Yotz, Derech, Shofaris. So what about those machmirim? So those machmirim, tzorach lomo the daitom, the sarvid the b'shas psichas amokah kodem the filas achaticha gam kein mechuyev adam lomo. So it snuck out quickly when no one was looking. It snuck out. All right, fine. This is what he says. Fine. Yeah.
Well,
the Bechama does mention it. That's forward. Right. Why is that shear necessary? Otherwise, you have some tzitzis kevav lo da.
Right.
But according to him, it's no problem. Once you put a shofaris in, the da's going to come out through the shofaris.
Come on, you put it in some type of object
inside the shofaris, but maybe around the size, rashi. I don't know. I want to spend some time sharing with you the wisdom of Hagoyim Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. See what he has to say about this topic, because what he's saying is not only relevant to his very, very remarkable Eitzah to save a woman who was in the problem of Nidus, but it's just so many amazing lessons to be learned. I'll try to pick one at a time. There are four Anafim. We're skipping two for the moment. The first Anaf wants to get away with all Shivan Akiyim, the Mokka Mitzvah. It's only a minig that he rejects. The third Anaf says that this whole Shofaris trick won't work for us. It only works when Isha is the Cheskas Tahara and not in Shivan Akiyim. And therefore it's going to be a problem if you combine it with certain Kumas that are going to impose an Anaf base. No, that Wolf is not going to discuss that. We're not having done Shivan Akiyim yet. So one of the three of the Shivan Akiyim, which we don't even know what it means yet. So we're going to discuss today Anaf Beis, and if we have time, Anaf Dalet. This is in Mincha Shlomo, Chelet Beis, Simen Ayin. Anaf Beis is quite lengthy. Simen Ayin. Mincha Shlomo Chelet Beis. Sinyon, yeah. What's it about? Ribbis?
Different version,
this is
the black version
of the Bible. So just keep going. Right after Rivers, it'll be the next one. Oh, yeah. Do you after? Found it?
Yeah.
Okay. What's it called in your division?
Iron Bays.
Iron Bays. Okay. Sorry. So this is Anna Bays, just for those who want to spend time on it, starts on page Reish Samach Zion, goes to Reish Pei Bays. It's 15 pages. You have 15 minutes up to shear. Just right. Okay, so 15 pages on Roa Dama Shofaris. Just to give a very brief brief summation. Goes to the various Roma Poskim who say that as long as it's a Chatzitza, it's absolutely no problem. Who holds that way? Rashi holds that way. Rashba holds that way. Okay. And he says the Tosfos holds that way, the Rambam holds that way, and therefore, even if the blood is coming out in a normal monthly period, it's not a problem whatsoever. Not a problem. That's what we pass on the halacha lemaisa. Roll, post. Fine. Good. What about the Rosh? We saw the Rosh quoted by the Rosh. And the question is, what does he hold? That's where the dispute begins. This is, I'm just skipping through, I skipped the first five pages already. He says, the Rosh, the simple way that we read the Rosh, that's how I read the Rosh, is he has two dinim. I read it to myself, two dinim. One din is what? Chatzitza. And an additional din is, this is what's called Ein Derech Riyah B'Kaf. That's how I read the Rosh. It's Os Yudal. I want you to, but I don't trust myself. Well, how did you read the Rosh? Rabbi said the Rosh Mikutzi here. You should be able to the Rosh from before. What did the Rosh say? Rabbi Lezer son of Daga Shalishal Diras Dam B'Chaticha. We came in Shirosa Kederech Hanosh and Regilas Tmeya. Rabbanan Sabri. And Daga shall Isha Liras Dama Chadicha Afagav the Pali Puluyen. And they're fighting about the Psar of Lava Shofaris. Rabbi Lezer says what? Mitam Hafsaka. Right? And Rabbanan say, And Daga shall Isha Liras Dama Kach Vakach Chaticha Nami, it's also Ein Dorach Nefesh of Kach. So the obviously what you see with the problem would be over here. If Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Lezer, they may deny the Kata of Chatzitza. They may say the only heter is Ein Dorach Bekach. And then we can take it a step further and say Ein Dorach Bekach is only if it's taken out abnormally. Because she has some kind of a chatichas over here, or it's pulled out with an instrument, but if her monthly period ensues and it just flows through a straw, so what? A straw in the raisa. Who said this child in the Rash? No, none other than one of the greatest authorities in the Chasnida, the Alter Rebbe, Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shulchan Aruch Harav says that according to the Rash's interpretation, Rabbanan argue in Rabbi Lezer and say that they deny two things. They deny the din of chatzitza per se, and they deny that going out through a chatzitza will in and of itself be labeled as a derech riyavikach. Hence, according to the Alter Rebbe, if it comes out to a shvoferes, it never touches the coast of Yerechem, asura midaraisa. If it's a regular period. Certainly against the Taz, that's for sure. But the question is, does anybody else hold like the Alter Rebbe? Does the Rash himself hold like the Alter Rebbe? Now, according to the Rash, according to the Alter Rebbe, into where does the Pharisees have to go? Has to go all the way into the bokor and pull the dam out. That's what the Bali HaShulchan said. If they go in and pull it out like that, that's not normal. That's what emerges. Unbelievable. But that's a chiddush nifla menorah. Nifla menorah. Why did the Gemara say beferish this distinction between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbanan? How deep the Shvoferes has to be. How come it's not found? Look, he says, according to Rashi, Tosin, the other Rishonim, the Rambam writes, Isha Shechnisa Shoferes Beprozo Veros Adamatova Shoferes Tahora. What do you see? Afilu Rakhnisa Shoferes Beprozo by Yetzia Menamok or Hoysek and Darga, Kol Shesh Dabra Mastik Vitarinala, Shem Tama Den Derek with the Isha Liros Bekach. That's certainly true. And if it's sure, I feel the Yotza Adam Kedaka Besha Gia Shas Vesta. So what? It's Mutter anyway. Okay, Meheka Tesa Lo Namar Kane, Nomar Kane, Gam Aliba the Harash. How do we know that the Rash would disagree? He says, look, you can say the Rash disagrees with a different interpretation. We know the Chalish Machlokas Gedola Zube and Arash Shaposkim. So this could clap a shemako. And the fact that the Rash, when he mentioned within Shitas Rabbanan, it has been dyke in the Lashonis. You have to look and see inside. What the Rash said to Rabbanan. Rabbanan Sabri Tama de Matina and Shoferes Mishun de Endaga Jijuli was done. Kach became a Katicha Nami, Afili Palet Lui, Patisha Ein Derech Nosh and Liros came. But the Kami Rabbanan Ein Derech Dam Nida Akabisho. Ein Derech Dam Nida Rogal Lava Mazanian. One second, what's he quoting? Earlier. He's Rabbanan Amekil. Af with the word apal gav in the bracket. Apal gav da beidam nido v'dam nogeh v'psoro. Why do you mention those three words? That's from Shlomo Zalman. According to the Alter Rebbe, those three words are completely irrelevant. According to the Rabbanan, the Rebbe will respond exactly, saying it's irrelevant. But Shlomo Zalman is saying no, it's relevant There are bottom that concede to the leniency of Ein Danoga B'Besara, but they have an additional leniency. An additional leniency. So he's very stark, is Rav Shlomo Zalman, against Rav Shnei Zalman. I like that. My point is Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Shnei Zalman. Ooh. Okay. But despite the fact that he's many trying to bring many, many riyas against the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Okay, but what can you do? Shulchan Aruch HaRav said it. You can't deny that he said it. Okay. Fine. So it's a machlokes to the Alter Rebbe and the other poskim within Shita Sarash. And in this, as part of this discussion, he quotes a number of other important things. I'm trying to be makatir, he has a big arichus. It's the Sukkotan Yud Beis. He quotes that the Node of Yehuda goes back to our opening shiur, very beginning, of where exactly does the Hargosha have to be. Rabbi Nachman said two chidushim. One, Zivas of Alach, and two, the Zivas of Alach, even if it's spelled where? In the Beis Hachitzah. This is the end of Yud Beis, what's the Node of Yehuda? Ulachora kosher tuva. Kevin l'dasa rosh v'rosh the kamal kavasayim. Hod rashir v'bsar l'matsho feres. Hayne v'shem v'yitzias adam yamok alo hoysa kedarka. Im kei muchach di afal gadu v'bsar akoi al beis achitza. Afilu hochi d'ashinu minanami v'yitzias adam yamok alo. Kevin shekein my timer lo nema d'argosho hayne l'davka psichas akever. After all, if you have to go all the way in, and the Chasam Sof is the Kasha and the Node of Yehuda. The Varein and Nicha Shapir. The Shapir, the Hashim, the Psor, the Maid, Gam, the Mechnis, the Shmofers, the Prozor, Aramokor. Oh, and Ben Hashinayim. We'll get to that later what that means, Ben Hashinayim. Because Ein Derech, Liros, Dama, Gav, Dara, Chotzeitz. And the Rabbon and Sabi, the Mela, Shamina, Nami, the Kosh, the Shalok, the Dark, the Torah. ומתארין המשמקה גם אביג איתי אסתם מהמוק או לא עשה כדאקו אף דחי אגב נשאול שייך כלל תם את החציצו נקרוא צריך אז אני שגן כאבן זה בשעה סציע סטי אין השיניים אבי דרך של פרס לא חושב דריה ונאי דהב יציע מן המוקר אבל הבי כי יוצא דרך דופן ולא דרך הפסח וסיין זה קורא את הדרש and the rush so even the rush and the rush except the head thereof of Chatzitza against the Alter Rebbe. Okay? So he says that many Gedolim don't accept what the Rebbe said. It is a tremendous machlokes. So Shlomo Zalman said, you know, for up to me, if he had his druthers, he would simply pass them against the Alter Rebbe, period. And that's all. And he says, even the L'chora, he says, the Beis Yosef has to agree with the Alter Rebbe. Why? Because that was always what we just saw about the very, very thin Shofaris. This is an Osu Gimel here in the Menucha Shlom. Quotes the Chavos Das. How did the Chavos Das forget the Mechaber? The last four words in Kuf Beis Ayin. Comes out the Rebbe and explains. Here's the Rebbe to the rescue. The Rebbe is going to save the Chavos Das. Quote: The Mashvoferes Ovo Shakever Niftach Ayoda came at the end of Sichas Kever Below Dam V'Derech Amazing Kiddush V'Derech Noshim Liros Dam Ayde Sichas Kever. The two different drach of the Sidam, a normal Dam, a Nida, and Sichas Kever. That qualifies as the Derech of a Kach. Therefore. Ein ashvoferes mo elas the tar adam sheyotze ade psichas a kever kederach anoshim the mali niftach a kever they vlad sholem are they shvoferes Shekvariba kosev zov damal rabos roa makmas ones kol shiroa kederech hanoshim daina shezava dame atzva lepsiros akever ones acher v'lom matinon elek shotzi oso hashvoferet biatzva v'tkisos alamokor. You put it all in shalom lepsiros akever kon shal konadak shalom niftach akever yado kein das atur v'shulchan aruch v'bidas harosh. So the Chor is no other way to explain the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, unless they learn that they learned the Rashi, they should hold it like they are the Rebbe. So it's going to be a disaster for us. Proof of the Mechaber, the Rebbe's right. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, do you mean to tell me that the Torah has for Shalom Mechaber's Das with our Mishnah, and he forgot the Din before the Shulchan Aruch? Chas for Shalom. Chas for Shalom. So what does it mean? So it's along a little bit what you said. So this, I'm giving you this a quotation of Osi Gil. He said, when the Torah said, Daka Chatichos Katanas Dumid Shofaris at the very end of the Siman, Haina Mishud Estaba de Milsa Ein Regilim Lahachas De Osa Mokom Ki Im Dabar Dak Staba de Milsa. That's what it means. Dumid Hochi Mari Gama Chatichos Shiktana Abol Ein Achinami Sh'av Takas Shofaris Ovel Atok HaMokom Gam kein lo kosher mehar di yashu psichas akevav lo dam. Kevin shadam yote derech ha-shoferes v'lo no gevi psara. It means urcha de milsa. That's all. Stama de milsa. Doesn't really mean it. Even maybe even the Beis Yosef means that way. So if the Beis Yosef means that way, we no longer need the Alter Rebbe to come to the rescue. We're not mechuyav to accept the shita. This is an Os Yud Gimel in his kunches. Os Yud Gimel. Os Yud Gimel. Fine. So therefore, bottom line is, I'll just end with this. He says as follows. In Os Yud Zayin. If up to me, there's a woman and a couple woman, there's no mikveh. Someone in the old Soviet Union, there was no mikvah, I have an eitzah for them. She got a shoferes, and she'll never become an eitzah in the first place. But, since a simple read of the Shulchan Aruch sounds like the Rashi and the Rosh, and the Alter Rebbe, because according to the Rashi and the Rosh, she's tmeya neither the Raisa, in this case, I'm scared, I'm chicken. Did he make it that far against Alter Rebbe? However, in the case he's describing, what's the case he's describing? A woman cannot get Shimon Akiyam before the mikveh. So she's going to be infertile, orthodox infertility. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, let her put on this shoferes. Let her keep it there for 7 days and she sees it down. Then she'll take it out and she'll go to mikveh. The next day. She's a very short cycle. So on the level of Doraiso, we spent this the first day on Shiva Nakiyah. I level the Rabbanim and Shiva Nakiyah. I level the Rabbanim, we rely on the only apostle against the Alter Rebbe. That's his pshat. That's what he passes Halacha L'maisa. Well, unless he wants to die. Well, sort of Halacha L'maisa. So this is what he says. Halacha L'maisa, she should put on this Shoferes, keep it in for this. She mostly don't leave more than 7 days. She'll take it out after 7 days are up. There's nothing coming out anymore, and then she'll go to the mikveh the day later, whenever she has to go to become for ovulation, even though she has not kept the shiva nikiyim. The perspective of shiva nikiyim, she will rely on the gedolei apostle who say she was never needed in the first place, and from the perspective of the nidida d'oraisa, for the nidida d'oraisa, again. But the need of cutting it from both ends. On the one hand, we require Shiva Nakiyim, but that should rely on the fact that all the Gedolei Poskim are against the Alter Rebbe. According to the Alter Rebbe, she became a Nida. Okay, so she wanted Shiva Nakiyim. She relied on that Anaf Aleph that he rejected. You don't need Shiva Nakiyim, but it's for Uru. That's what it says. Only problem is, and that's, again, Gilmore was skipping for the moment, is Anaf Dalet. Anaf Dalet is much shorter. Anaf Dalet begins on page final on off page Reish Tzadik Gimel and goes a mere 6 pages. Where exactly is the border? Where is this Bein HaShinayim when she becomes a Nida? Where is it? We'll discuss that a bit, Hashem, at the beginning of tomorrow, Shia, 11:30, right? Hope that whoever was away for the long, week-long, Shavuos, Yom Memorial Day vacation will come back by tomorrow, so we'll have a, everyone here. Okay.
Lishma Zara, tomorrow night, at Old Zamanka. So...